And we work, on local issues, on making sure there's enough money for public transit on the local level. We've participated in several key transportation funding fights, including one here in St. Louis, which passed by a large margin and restored the service to 2,000 bus stops that had been cut and was cut for several months due to a huge funding gap here in St. Louis. But we worked with the voters to get them out on that. We also work on making sure that minorities and women are represented when transit is being built, so both transit and highways. And we've worked on that in a variety of cities. In Kansas City, the Christopher Bond Bridge was built using this thing we call the Missouri model, which makes sure that some of the work hours are dedicated to low-income people. And that allows them to get into the construction trades, start to, have a good-paying construction career, which then, completely transforms their families and helps to transform neighborhoods as well. For some of the folks that ended up working on the Christopher Bond Bridge in Kansas City, they had health insurance for the first time in their lives. They were able to take care of the children who had asthma. They were able to have a regular paycheck and reunite their families. And it's just, while we're building this transportation, we really can make a difference for the people whose neighborhoods it's going into. And that's one thing 10 looks at. We also work to make sure that when decisions are being made, that folks are there, right? So they get to voice what they think about the decision that the city or state is contemplating. Right now, they're also working on issues around both Green Bay and Appleton are looking at cuts to their transit funding because they're over a certain federal limit. We're working to find a fix for that as well. So we work on a real variety of things, but mostly it's just about making sure there's enough buses and trains so that people can get to work and have access to jobs and education and worship.